if I spend a lot of time on it, but you know what? I work with a lot of, I've been working with computer music for years, probably since the time that I was about 24. Mm-hmm. So, and when you deal with sequencers, like all day long, if you're, especially in the learning process too, you listen to this metronome, and you listen to it for hours and hours, and I think that had a lot to do with, you know, my concept of time. Because I never really sat down and spent a lot of time, you know, just like purposefully working out, you know, just being able to play in time, or subdividing things. It's just, I mean, once you hear things so much, and this is what I suggest to a lot of students too. Like sometimes if they have problems with time, or you know, keeping like a steady beat, sometimes I just tell them while they're doing things around the house, just turn the metronome on, you know, so you can listen to it and you know, develop like a sense of time without having to without just focusing on it. Because I know I spent hours just not really focusing on that metronome that was on my computer, but still hearing it somehow, and I'm sure it became a part of what I do.
Mm-hmm. So did you?
We're talking about years of hearing this,
right?
And then I had a band where we played maybe for about 5 or 6 years. I probably took bands out on the road that played with sequencers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love hip hop music too.
Mm-hmm.